Good afternoon. It is Saturday, June 26, 2021, and I appreciate you tuning into Mars Bar. This is my fifth episode. Usually I am doing this on Fridays, so this is just a little bit different. This is currently Saturday, June 26th, so one day later. Hopefully you'll still be tuning in. Every now and then I might have to change up my schedule since I am a mother and I do have other responsibilities. But my name is Marcy Latimer. If you are just joining us, thank you so much. And I'd like to start with a prayer, especially today of all days, which is the day that President Trump is going to be holding his MAGA CAG rally. That's right. Make America Great Again, Keep America Great rally. And that's going to be in Ohio. I pray a hedge of protection around you, President Trump, and may all evil and demonic forces be bound and cast out. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. I am pretty sure a lot of people will be tuning into that big, huge rally. A lot of people already this past week have been forming lines outside of the convention center in Ohio where it is taking place. So it's going to be a huge, epic turnout, I'm sure, and very exciting to see what's going to happen. He will be seen on Newsmax and OAN networks, as well as Right Side Broadcasting, which will be live streaming on Facebook as well. So if you want to watch that, it is going to be held 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm very excited to watch it myself. And just so you know, thank you again for joining us. Again, I'm Marcy Latimer here on Mars Bar, Episode 5. Visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. And always, God bless. I just wanted to make sure that I told you about that because we are definitely appreciative of any donations that we are getting. We're a nonprofit organization, and of course, we always put God first, and we are truth seekers here at Eternal Affairs Media, and we want to get the word out. We are definitely living in an upside down world, though. Backwards times right now, for sure. And this is why I do this show, and I appreciate you tuning in. I think that it's very interesting what's been showing in really news in the mainstream media. I personally don't like to watch mainstream media anymore. I just can't trust them anymore. It's so horrible to watch, but they are completely turning a blind eye to what's happening with Biden making a fool of himself, truly making a fool of himself. It's absolutely embarrassing. I mean, I usually just see clips and I cannot watch very long because it's very hard to watch. It's so scary. He certainly is somebody who needs to have a cognizant test. And there is no question in my mind that that's something that they need to make sure he gets and to show that he's really not suitable. He is not suited for this position as president of the United States. And I refuse to call him my president. President Trump is my president. So we'll see how the rally goes today. I'm pretty sure it's going to be evident who is really the one who should be completely taking over for our nation and who is the more strongly suited president. I think that to remind everyone, remember Trump was impeached for encouraging attendees and protesters to peacefully walk to the Capitol on January 6th. And by those words, they said inciting violence. That's not correct at all. And yet Biden's remarks about F-15s and nukes, he literally said, you need F-15s and nuclear weapons to take on the government. But they're turning a blind eye. The MSM does not care. They have never even once said, perhaps that is an impeachable offense. Not once have they mentioned that. Yet that to me seems very scary. Why would somebody actually say you need F-15s and nuclear weapons to take on the government when he is in the supposed position of being the top leader of the government. That to me does not make any bit of sense. This is why I always say we're literally living in an upside down backwards world right now. And we just need to pray. We need to pray to God. All right. So this guy, this Biden character, he's Clueless Joe in my mind. I call him Clueless Joe. He literally seems to be getting away with anything he wants to. I mean, those words being impeachable, in my opinion, but they're not mentioning it. Meeting with his son overseas, business partners. But again, they pretend like it didn't happen. Paying for his son's hookers, let's just be honest. But again, they'll deny it and it'll be okay because journalism is dead. They don't actually do their jobs anymore, unfortunately. They do not go after the tough questions. They don't care. They turn a blind eye. And it just seems to be something they get away with over and over and over again. Also, Biden inappropriately remarking on young girls during press conferences, it's embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing. That little girl, I'm sure a lot of people have seen that clip. She was a little girl and she had her legs crossed and he was not able to get through a speech because he was completely taken by her appearance. And he, in the middle of a speech, looked at her and said, "Oh, look at her. She looks like she's 19 with her little legs crossed and her cute little barrettes in her hair." Are you kidding me? This is so embarrassing. This is absolutely an embarrassment to the United States of America. How on earth is it okay and acceptable for a man of his age to get away with those types of remarks on a little girl? I mean, it seems to be very much pedophilia in my mind. I mean, he's scary. I would not trust him around little girls ever. Okay. It's frightening. Absolutely frightening. And of course, once again, we had over 75 million people vote for President Trump. No question in my mind that he had a landslide victory. Yet again, they're trying to make it sound like Biden got more votes than Trump. No. But once again, one state by state, it will be revealed. The audits are coming out. Arizona started it. And we will be seeing the states turn red, I believe. And they'll show the victory in Donald Trump. Now, this going back to election night, I will say this. I actually have what is in front of me right now. I have the actual footage of a news program that was showing the votes and the percentages of who was in the lead on that election night. Joe Biden at midnight, literally midnight, was at 41.8% in Pennsylvania, with Donald Trump 57%. So right there, how could it have flipped? Michigan, Joe Biden 44.4%, Donald Trump 54%. This was at midnight, mind you. Georgia 45.6%, Joe Biden, Donald Trump 53.1%. That's a landslide. North Carolina, Joe Biden 48.7%. This one was closer, but still Donald Trump 50.1%, still in the lead. Michigan, 44.4% Joe Biden had. Donald Trump, 54%. Wisconsin, Joe Biden, 46.8%. Donald Trump, 51.7%. Who is in the lead here? When everybody went to bed, when everybody thought, okay, you know what? I think it's pretty much evident that Donald Trump has won his second term. Trump was leading by a landslide. These are huge states, and of course, very important. So we want to make sure that those audits are out. We want to show that indeed we know the truth. Let's get the truth out. We can't continue to do this. What is it saying to our youth that cheating and getting away with it is okay? That's the way I see it. So once again, we need to get the truth out there. God right now is shining a light on all the corruption. We need to continue this. It's very evident. Something happened in the middle of the night. We know this. We know the truth. And we need to make sure that we turn to God and we pray to Him because he is ultimately in control. And this is something that I don't believe the Democrats should get away with. I think that we need to continue to just look to him. He's the most important in our life. And if America turns to him, our creator, and just prays, I hope that things will turn and flip and just shine a light on that corruption. Just keep shining a light and keep speaking and keep standing up for what is right, because it's the only thing we could do at this point in time. We know what's happening. It's very evident. And more lies are coming to the surface and they're showing the truth. And we just have to keep the faith. Keep the faith, everyone. It's going to be okay. So I'm looking forward to, again, Donald Trump's rally today. And this is the kickoff for many that will come. Again, it's going to be in Wellington, Ohio, 4 p.m. California time. I'm in California, so I always speak Pacific time. There will be a live, uninterrupted coverage, once again, on OANN, One America News Network, Right Side Broadcasting, which will also be having a live stream on Facebook, and C-SPAN, of course, as well as Newsmax. That will be 7 p.m. Eastern today. So save America, and let's pray everything's going to be great. I prayed that prayer for President Trump. I think it's going to be a fabulous, fabulous turnout, and I look forward to seeing more. And we're going to talk more about how that went on my next show next week. So I appreciate you tuning in. Thank you so much once again. And again, please consider clicking on some of our links in the eternalaffairsmedia.com page and consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. And again, God be with America. God bless America. And oh, next week will be 4th of July. So of course, we're looking forward to wonderful celebrations of the birthday of our United States of America. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. And God bless.